Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the Broverwatch podcast. Hope you are doing well on this fine time of day that you're watching or listening. I am Adam Cook, and I am joined, as always, by Calder Amos Wood. Calder.
Shooter.
Oh, wow.
Happy Gilmore. 19-something.
What?
I don't know when that movie came out. Anyway.
How are you doing?
I cleaned my room up. I reorganized my desk.
I can tell there's not stains on your walls anymore.
Look at that. Oh, well, my cables are very managed right now. Look at all that. Not full of just clothing.
Now, some of you are probably wondering, that's clean? Yes.
Yeah. I tried.
But I can't really talk trash.
Because your room is trash, you little futon boy.
I don't sleep on the futon, I sleep on the bed, which is scarcely made.
You're a futon boy.
Also.
Oh, God.
Oh, I didn't even know this was back here.
Jesus.
I just threw a bunch of these out, and I didn't know this one was back here. I'm going to have to put that in the garbage later. Anyway,
right now.
No, how about that? Actually, I missed my garbage can. It's rolling away. It's under my bed now. I'm going to have to get that later.
You're not going to get that later.
I'm not going to get that later. I'll get it when I move out. That's disgusting. Anyway, welcome to the Broverwatch podcast. What a start.
What a rip ride and roll.
Hope you're ready for the ride. For those of you who don't know,
was
the
that
Broverwatch,
a Christopher Walken impression?
Hope you're ready for the... I don't know why I did that. Anyway.
Hey, hope.
Ooh. The Broverwatch podcast is a podcast about Overwatch, Overwatch League, just the Overwatch community. We just talk about topics in the community. Generally, we try to stay touching around the Overwatch League. That's kind of our core, but we'll also jump around to other community stuff.
When Overwatch League gets very boring.
Like for the past 5 months.
Yes. There was like a month where we were like, oh wow, there's new teams.
There were 2 weeks where we had too much info. Every other week has been us scratching deep into the bottom of the sea looking for things to talk about.
Under the sea.
So today we've got a few topics to talk about. Hopefully they pique your interest. To start things off, we've got some
Did you hear that?
Yeah. No, I didn't hear you belching.
Oh, it went like this, though.
Oh, yeah, because that amplifies the noise.
No, it doesn't.
Then why could we all hear Bane in The Dark Knight Rises?
Oh, Mr. Bane, can you hear this?
We just scraped away 90% of our viewers with that bit.
That's fine.
If you don't like Bane burping, then this ain't the podcast for you. The first thing we're going to talk about, a bit of contendees news. The team's Gen, is it Gen G or just Gen?
First Gen.
I don't know why, but I thought it was like first gen and second win staying in. I don't know why. There's no
first
comma.
First generation
there.
Full. Why would you need to put a comma when I put in there? Idiot.
I don't know. First gen and second win staying in contenders, which is a bit strange because Overwatch said they were only going to keep academy teams, and as far as we know, these two are not academy teams.
Mm-hmm.
They might be signed on to academy teams later, but as of now, they aren't.
Over the weekend, there was a tweet that was like, however many unpaid people, unpaid players and stuff like that comes third in contenders and then has to go directly to the bottom again.
Yeah.
Like they beat out so many academy teams and then they would still have to be relegated down to, what is it, trials? Yeah, contenders trials.
Contenders trials, yeah. It goes open division, contenders trials, contenders, Overwatch League.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in the open division, so we're just three stone's throw away from being Overwatch pros.
We're almost there.
Except we're 2-5 this season so far.
Yeah, and one was a forfeit.
one of our wins was a forfeit. Although
we're 2-5?
Yeah.
Oh god.
Oh wait, no. I guess we're 3-5 now. Yeah, I think we're 3-5 now. But
yeah, you have to play an even amount.
Last season we ended 5-5. But the thing is, last season they gave us some games that we had any chance against. But this season they've given us 3 Grandmaster teams, and then the rest have been pretty close.
Yeah. But like the teams we lose to are an average of like 1,000 SR higher than us.
Yeah.
And I know I bring it down. Okay. I know I bring our SR down.
And even the teams that we won against and the teams that we almost won against, they're like all high plat, whereas we're like a mix of high silver, mid gold, low plat, right? And we still get close or beat them. So like they're serving us tough dishes, but we're jumping down. You know what I mean?
Don't say that. Anyway, Overwatch League had the rule of if you're not an academy team, you get relegated back to trials. But then this tweet comes out and it's like, oh, so many people unpaid, whatever. I don't want to like, I don't know. It's just a tweet. And then this tweet comes out saying that they're going to be in Contender Season 1, 2019. Yeah. So it's just weird that Blizzard is breaking this rule. Like, are they going to do this for other teams?
Like, they just said, hey, you need to be an academy team to stay, so get signed to an academy team. And then they're like, except for these two. Yeah. It's like, well, what about all the teams that are like either going away or had to like give up their org to a like one of the big boys?
Yeah.
Like last night's leftovers is the Atlanta Academy team now, which I'm sure they're fine and it's all fine. They came in second place, which was pretty impressive. But but like
it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it's weird because last night's leftovers was one of the biggest contenders organizations, and then they had to give up that well-known organization to be Atlanta Academy. Yet these two are allowed to just join, even though that was a rule. That it's just weird.
So are they going to put a rule where it's like if you're in the top six and not an academy team, you can stay?
But last night's leftovers was that, though. That's what's weird about it. Or I guess maybe it was just very lucrative. I don't know.
I don't know. But, like, let's say Sky Fox is as good next season. Oh, Jesus. Are they going to be like, okay, Sky Foxes, you can stay in? Or if they don't let Sky Foxes stay in after finishing third in the playoffs, why not?
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't make sense. You're just setting yourself up to make people angry because now you have a new rule.
Yeah. If I had to guess, I would guess that these two will be academy teams for one of the teams that...
Well... Going on to our next subject a little bit. There's a tweet that came from Seagull Man or Brandon Padilla.
Brandon Padilla. Says,
current rumors from a couple different sources imply that one of the remaining NA Overwatch League teams, which are, which that don't have an academy team, won't. Oh, wait. That didn't make any sense. One of the NA Overwatch League teams that don't have an academy team will field an academy team, but the other four will not. So the ones that don't have an academy team currently are Valiant, Vancouver, Toronto, Washington, and Houston. And only one of those is going to make an academy team. So everyone kind of assumes it's Toronto. But then I guess these other ones aren't going to be academy teams. So I guess you take like, let's say second wind is Toronto next season.
Yeah.
And then second wind drops down. Sky Foxes goes up, hypothetically. I'm not saying this is actually going to happen.
Yeah.
Can Sky Foxes then say, instead of getting relegated, you let second wind stay in last season, But then what if it's just because Toronto is going to be their academy team, or they're going to be Toronto's academy team?
So, like, what if a team does poorly, but they've already signed to a different team,
mm-hmm.
and it's like...
Or what if they're just, like, leaving them in because
I think there was something kind of like that that happened where it was, like, this team... I forget which team it was. But a team did very, very well, but they weren't an academy team, so they're getting relegated to contenders trials.
That was the second win thing that came out, like over the weekend.
Was that second win?
Yeah, it was second win.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so but now they're just... staying. But now they're staying, right? That's the announcement. But like,
this just doesn't make sense.
They,
if you have a rule, stick to the rule.
They just don't know what they're doing with contenders
at all. And then you just put this on top of like the not enabling token drops for contenders, which honestly makes a ton of sense because half of these are Overwatch League contenders teams, or more than half actually. So
I think the main reason they haven't done that, there's two reasons. One, if they gave more opportunities to get tokens, less people would purchase tokens with money.
Yeah.
Second thing, if they had you watching contenders to get tokens, then people would be like, why am I watching contenders to get Overwatch League tokens? I want to get contenders team skins.
They don't have skins, though. They're just those blank.
I know. But they'd want skins, or they'd want them to put the Overwatch contenders skins into the game. Like, just the black-green thing.
It can't be that hard to do that, but...
No, because they already exist.
There's just something that they're kind of just messing up with contenders. Like, second win and first gen obviously deserve to stay in contenders. But if you put a rule in place, and then you... The first chance you get, you...
Don't follow the rule.
Yeah. It's like, what... What's the rule for?
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't make the rule then.
Exactly. Or follow the rule.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just...
It's just... They don't know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they...
And then they... Yeah. And then there was the whole controversy about the drops for Anna's... challenge while Contenders was on.
Yeah.
So that they'd be like, hey, watch Emong instead of... Fusion University or something.
Basically. Literally, like... Okay, I'm going to pull up the Battle.net launcher right now. But, like... The, Contenders... Oh, it just showed my email. That's fine. It's my... Luckily, I was logged into my alt account, so it's my garbage email that I don't care about. But, like, there's so much space on the Battle.net launcher. Right now, they have the Bastet Challenge up. They have new Overwatch League skins available now, which honestly, I'm even surprised that they're advertising anything Overwatch League related on the launcher because they don't tend to do that very often. Yeah. Two Bastet Challenge things. It's the challenge itself, and then it's the like animated comic thing. Then a Blizzard Gear store sale, and those are the things in the rotating thing. But right now, there's not even anything on the far right. And there's not even an arrow like there usually is. There's so much room here to have one little panel that says Contenders
Playoffs.
Grand Finals are on right now. Yeah.
And I watched it and it was actually really entertaining.
Yeah.
So.
But. And I saw someone on Reddit mention that like maybe like they're not advertising it here because they don't want people's first competitive Overwatch viewing to be Contenders. They want it to be Overwatch League, and then through that you find Contenders. But it's like, but why though? Like most people, other than hardcore Contenders fans, probably didn't even know that it was going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't know until I like... went on Twitch and I was like, oh, Contenders is streaming for some reason?
I didn't know because I was streaming, or I didn't know till, like, I was streaming and I didn't know that Contenders Finals was on until Luke, one of our writers, been on the podcast before, mm-hmm. commented or like replied to a tweet of me saying I was streaming, and he said, "Streaming during grand finals, Pepe hands." And I was like, "Finals is on?" Like, what?
They're just kind of fucking this up.
Yeah.
If we're being honest. And then
it's
more contender.
Oh. I just one last thing on like the promoting thing, because I know we touched on this quite a bit, like during the Overwatch League season, because barely anyone knew that the playoffs were happening. Yeah. And then once the playoffs were done, more people, but not as many people, knew that the grand finals were even happening. The playoffs and grand finals of the big league, they didn't advertise pretty much at all. The official Overwatch Twitter didn't tweet anything. I think they retweeted an Overwatch League tweet that said, like, "Congrats to London," or something like that. But there was nothing on the Battle.net launcher.
Then they only offered, like, the only reason people knew about the All-Star game was because they put so much inside the game, like the two skins
and
things like that. And people were like, "Oh, wow, there's an All-Star game."
Yeah. And the only advertising they did for the grand finals in-game was after they happened.
Yeah.
The, like, menu said, like, "Congrats to London Spitfire," and it showed their skins. It's like,
which is cool.
It's but cool. Also, but it's a bit too late.
Do it before.
Yeah. So I really think they just have a problem with promoting. They should up that game, probably. And I think they will. I'm hoping that they just forgot to advertise contenders because they're focused on figuring out how to advertise the league. And then hopefully once they figure that out, then they can figure out how to how to promote contenders. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Another thing that we can mention here is, or like just talk about a little bit, is the fact that Valiant, Vancouver, Washington, and Houston won't have academy teams. Which seems kind of, well, not confirmed yet, but likely won't.
Yeah.
'Cause Toronto has stated, I believe, that they really want an academy team, or like they're kind of an obvious one to pick out of that group. It just, like, I'm not sure what you lose by having an academy team except some money, but like you can gain that back. I don't know. It's just weird, especially on a couple of these teams that need to develop more talent, like Houston and Valiant, because Valiant kind of got fleeced this offseason, and Houston hasn't really I don't think that's what you're supposed to say, but and then Houston also needs, like, they haven't changed at all, and they could probably do well by having a academy team to pull people from when they need to, or develop
people. Well, I don't know if it's still the case, but Gen G was Houston's academy team for a while.
I don't know if they were like an academy team. Oh, I think they're just an affiliate team.
Oh, wait, it was just like part of the Optic Gaming org.
Yeah.
Okay, I see.
Because they would have, like we said before, they would have just been in contenders. Even if they were garbage trash.
Garbage trash. It's just strange that they've put so much work into all of this, but they still haven't figured out how to promote anything, how to provide support. Like, the fact that some contenders players still haven't been paid for like previous seasons is kind of ridiculous a little bit.
Yeah. And then it kind of shows that the teams don't really trust contenders when they're not even fielding an academy team.
Yeah.
Even though they know they'll be in contenders if they field an academy team.
Yeah.
It just kind of, I don't know. Seems strange.
Seems a little strange, yeah. Sorry, I was figuring something out. It's a little weird how, there's not nearly enough support, not even just by Overwatch League, but by like five big teams. I say big teams, but they're just as big as any other team. But
well, Valiant was in the playoffs. Houston was close. Vancouver is one of the most hyped teams this season.
Toronto is like...
It's just a middle-of-the-pack team that some people actually think will do very well.
Washington's absolute garbage trash.
Yeah. But even then, Washington could benefit from having one of a... an academy team.
Yeah.
Because then you have two teams to develop players on.
Yeah.
It's just... weird. Another strange story coming out of this whole contender scene is the fact that XL2 wants to be more, have more New York natives on their team.
This is so weird. Which, this story just weirds me. I don't
like who are there notable New York players?
Probably not.
If you just live in New York, like, do you have to be from New York or do you just live in New York? And this is also coming from the team with all Korean players on their main team.
Here's the issue. Sure, you can be full New York. Who cares? It's a bit dumb. But you can't say we're going full New York to support local talent. Except for the Koreans we picked up. Also, we're getting rid of a bunch of NA and EU people.
Yeah.
No, you're not going local. You're going dumb.
We should put that on a t-shirt.
You're not going local. You're going dumb. Because you can't claim that you're going local by getting new... Because another thing people have said... they're going to bring new they're getting rid of high talent people like Mangachu who aren't from New York. They're just going bye-bye. Good luck. And then they're bringing on unknown, unproven New York people, which is fine. It's fine to get proven talent, but those people will know that they're not going to climb up because they're not going to NYXL.
Yeah.
Because they're not Korean.
Mm-hmm.
So they're keeping the Koreans to go to NYXL, but they're bringing in people who know that they will never climb up the contenders or like the Overwatch Pro ladder, the path to pro, because they're not Korean.
So here's who they got rid of. On the 12th of January 2019, they got rid of Mangachu, Clone Man, and Goliath, three of their more notable players. They also got rid of Adam, or I don't think they got rid of Adam. I think he became a coach. I'm not 100% sure on that. But they also lost Adam. And they kept Logix, TZ, Huyal, and Jer. One of them is an American.
Wait. They kept Logix?
Yeah. According to Liquipedia.
Then what are they talking about at all?
Exactly.
Like I'm glad they kept Logix because Logix is good. But they're going,
what are you doing?
We're going to get rid of everybody who's not from New York, except the Koreans and also a couple select other not Korean, not New Yorkers.
Can we have a soundbite for during the season? When someone messes up, it's just me yelling in my mic.
What are you doing? Yeah.
That could be a segment.
Here's what I think is happening. They have some dumb plan, but they went, people are going to be sad that we're getting rid of these players. So let's try and cushion the blow by saying, guys, we're going local. They'll fall for it. Except clearly not, because no one is that stupid to be like, oh, it makes sense that you're going local by getting rid of Mangachu and keeping Logix and all the Koreans.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense. That's like... that's... Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to think of an analogy, but I can't think of anything dumb enough.
It's just... They also kept an American person. I don't know if he's from New York. Most likely he's not, because that's one of
50 states.
I don't know. Also, are they talking about city? Are they talking about the state?
Who knows these days?
What's happening?
I think, even though I phrased it poorly, I do legitimately think it is a thing of they don't really have a plan at all. They're just figuring things out, but they decided, hey, let's say we're going local to cushion the blow of us dropping all these people.
Yeah.
But that's stupid. Hope they don't know
this. Everyone called them out on that being stupid.
I haven't seen a single person be like, I think it's a good idea. The most positive reply to Mangachu's tweet is just people saying that they love him. No one's like, oh yeah, Super, main tank for the San Francisco Shock Boys, tweeted a screenshot of NYXL's roster and said, XL2, we want more representation from our city. NYXL, Sabiel B, Pine, Libero, Mecco, Mono, Jonak, Ark, Onimo, Flower, Nene, all from Korea. All from Korea. Which, once again, it's fine that NYXL has a full Korean roster, but going, we're going to go local and then have nobody local. It's stupid.
Yeah. That's... And then keeping the only two Koreans on your academy team.
Yeah. And then logics. Here's the thing. It was dumb before when it was like we're keeping the Koreans but saying we're going local. But now that I know they're also keeping logics, I'm glad for logics that he's staying on a team. But that just adds to it being dumb, because now not only before I could see it as like we're going local but we want to keep the Koreans so that they can go up to our whatever, like our main team.
Yeah.
That's somewhat understandable, even though it's still dumb. But going,
because they're not going to make it another main team, yeah. Number one. But
going, we're going to go local and then keeping Koreans and non-Koreans. They just dropped a bunch of players. They did what Florida did. They just dropped a bunch of players. Because you know how Florida has basically a new roster? Or Shanghai? They dropped a bunch of players, except Shanghai and Florida went, hey guys, we're dropping these people. We're kind of doing a rebuilding thing. Mm-hmm. Except these guys went, guys, we're not rebuilding, guys. We're going local. Let's get social with the locals. And it's like, no, you're not.
Now, logics would fall into the like region locking rule that they have in contenders, where you can have three international people.
Yeah.
So if that's like a whole process, I could see the reason why they keep him. But again,
I can see the reason why they'd keep him, because he's good. I don't see the reason why they'd say we're going local and drop a bunch of your best players.
Yeah. Even though two of them were from America. So like you're going, we're not going to. So the whole rest of the United States sucks shit at Overwatch, right? So we're going to choose New York, state or city. Not really sure yet. They just said New York. I'm assuming it's state. So they have more than just one city to pull from. But it's just...
It's like if Houston went, you know what, guys? For season two, we're going to go full NA. We want to stay local. We're going full NA. And they dropped like half their roster, but they kept Arhan, signed two more Koreans, and kept Linkser. It's like, that's not going full NA, idiots.
You drop those ones if you're going full NA.
Look at... There's this little team I'd like to point you towards called Paris Eternal. They went, we're going to go full EU. And guess what? They went full EU.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
That's going full.
And, yeah. It makes sense when you can actually, like, again, I don't know how good the New York talent is, but it seems like Paris is going to keep their promise and be decent this coming season.
I'm sure that, like, in a season or two, Paris might sign a Korean here or there. It would be impressive if they didn't. But them saying we're going to go full EU and then doing so, very impressive. And then also the San Francisco Shock, they didn't say full NA. It's mostly NA. But they did say, like, we're going to be Western-based because they have some EU players. And actually now they have some Korean players, yeah.
The Shock's half Korean.
Didn't know that. I forgot that. But early season.
Yeah, early season they were pretty much all NA.
Yeah.
But now they've gone pretty much half Korean. Which they could just get these insane players
Yeah.
Whatever. But.
Which I feel like is going to be the way Paris Eternal goes, where like they start off full EU and then they start to bring in. But
and no fans are going to hold you to the. You signed a. Korean, no one's gonna do that.
Like Houston, but for a long time was Western only. Like they were the only team with zero Koreans till like season three or stage three, when they signed Arhan, which people weren't mad because they signed a Korean. People were sad because they signed Arhan.
Yeah,
he hasn't really had a chance to prove himself. I'm sure he'll be fine, but like, anyway.
Yeah, he came in at a weird time, too, when they were like, we need a tracer. You don't need a tracer.
Well, they were like, we need a tracer. And then he went, I play Genji. And it's like, okay.
Okay, we'll get Dante instead. That's okay.
Yeah, we got Dante instead now that Tracer's not in the meta anymore.
But he can play Sombra. It's fine.
Here's the thing. Just a real quick side note. Almost every list I've seen has put Houston in the bottom three. Let me say this, all right? They are not bottom three tier. They're not top tier. I'm not going to sit here and lie to myself, but they are not bottom three tier.
There was a post on r/cow about the power ranking that these professional analysts have done. And a lot of them are just dog shit.
Yeah.
And a lot of them don't make really any sense.
Yeah, like I saw Reinforces and I was like, bad list.
Yeah,
I think most of his list was going for shock value, like he was trying to have an unpopular opinion list.
Yeah,
which, speaking of which, there was also an unpopular opinion thread and I posted saying Houston's not gonna be absolute trash. I think they'll be around the same area they were last season, except maybe a little lower, but they have the potential to maybe squeeze into the wild card, is what I said. I got downvoted on an unpopular opinions thread. It was supposed to be opinions people disagreed with,
well,
but
maybe
they,
that's not unpopular.
It absolutely is unpopular that Houston's gonna make the wild card. Yeah. I don't know. Anyway,
like one of the ESPN people didn't even put Shock in the top 10.
Oh yeah, you told me about that.
And it's just like, where are they?
I understand them not being in the top three or not in the top five, but not
in the
top 10. I'm not
saying they're
the best
team in the world.
Not in the top 10 is ridiculous.
They put Dallas in front of the Shock.
Bad.
And they put the Titans in front of the Shock, which, again, I don't think the Titans are worse. I think they're just around the same skill level. Maybe
how far ahead are they of the Shock?
The Titans?
Yeah.
I think they're a little behind.
No, I mean on that list.
I don't know, because the Shock aren't even on the list. He only gave a top 10.
Okay, what position is the Vancouver in?
Five.
Okay, so, yeah. I think that Vancouver is slightly better than the Shock.
I'm not sure.
But I legitimately think that, like, I don't know where they rank on the list, because I don't want to do that right now. But let's say it was 1 and 2. It's like top five. I'd say they are one space away. I think Shock and Vent. That's honestly, that's probably an unpopular opinion. There's probably people who are like, but run away. But like,
yeah,
I think that they are around the same. They're pretty equal.
Yeah.
What were you gonna say?
I have some hot takes on the Runaway thing, but we'll do that later.
I feel like every single time we talk about Vancouver, you're like, they're absolute garbage dog trash. They're going to crash and burn.
Well, I don't say quite that, but you know, I'm not.
I don't say quite
that. I'm not saying they're the best team in the league.
Not many people are saying that.
You'd be surprised.
I think some people are saying they're good.
Top six, top eight, top five.
Is this for Vancouver?
Yeah.
Also,
they're consistently in the top 10 of the league.
Yeah.
And more often than not, above top six.
Yeah.
In these power rankings.
Yeah.
For a team that has not played in the league before.
But has played a lot of contenders.
Or played, they haven't even played in the World Cup, most of them.
But they did beat Team South Korea.
You know how depressing that makes me? Depressed that makes me.
Why?
Because that's what everyone, they're just like, guys, they beat Team South Korea in a show match, okay? Come on.
Okay, but here's the thing. I know that it was a show. Yeah, I know. I know. All I'm saying is, I do think they're top 10.
Yeah. I don't think they're high top 10, though.
I think they're top. I'm just saying that I think they're top 10.
Okay. End statements. We're ending the episode right now. And it's not.
Is that all of our things?
There's the jersey thing.
We were going to briefly touch on jerseys, but just look at the skins and then imagine it on a t-shirt.
And imagine it in the exact same style as the last season's jersey.
Yeah, I like how they said they were going to make a new design, and then they did not that.
Anyway, it's kind of depressing that it's the same style. I wish that each team had their own kind of unique style. But
yeah, I hope they get to do that in later seasons, but I also think that Overwatch League wants to be like uniform. Like they want to be a uniform thing.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, we can make a whole episode about that.
Yeah.
Talk about that.
If next week there's not Jack Squat to talk about, we'll talk about that. Anyway, everybody, thanks for watching this episode of the Broverwatch podcast. We hope you enjoyed it. We hope you tune in next week. If you liked it, leave a like, leave a comment, leave a subscribe, do whatever you want. Just leave us some feedback so that we can know how to improve this show. We tried to go a little less visual with this episode. Hope that worked well because we don't want to just show you Reddit threads that you could read by yourself. So we hope you enjoyed it. We'll see you next week. You can catch us on the Broverwatch.com with articles, and there's also all of our social medias there.
Mm-hmm. And we'll get you next time. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Love you, everybody.